Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez has joined us, and the Wildcats are on the road taking on USC on a Thursday night game. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
So, Rich, do you think you're going to get a different sort of USC team than maybe we've seen the previous couple of weeks?
I don't know how much differently scheme-wise. You know, I think defensively they'll be pretty similar, even though they'll change their game plan, you know, sometimes weekly defensively as far as what their priorities are. But offensively, we're a little bit unsure. You know, think they'll probably won't change the whole offense, but then they do a few things differently with a different play caller. But I think more than anything, as I told our team, we're going to get a fired up USC team that's going to play with a chip on their shoulder and playing loose and flying around. So I think we'll get the very best that USC has Thursday night.
And during your off time, was the focus more on improving the passing game or just focusing on what you're best at, which is running the football?
A little bit of both, Ted. You know, we had execution issues in the last game, both in the run and the pass game. So we had to clean those up first, and then we know we got to get better at throwing the football at times. And you know, the last game, you know, with the weather and everything that happened, we obviously didn't throw well, but we've gotten better at that in practice, and you know, not just throwing the short stuff, but you know, everything in the passing game. We knew we had to improve at, you know, from protection, route running, and from a quarterback standpoint, and hopefully we got better at that during the last week and a half.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Daniel Burke, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, just to follow up to something I asked you yesterday, what are some of the challenges for you guys of only having one home game in like a two-month span and with 4 out of 5 conference games on the road?
Yeah, I think, you know, when the schedule first came out, we thought, geez, this is probably not good for our fans, you know, because it seems like a long time since they get a chance to watch us at home. But, you know, it's you know, when it came out, we knew it was going to be a challenge, particularly with some young guys at certain positions playing so many games on the road early. But, you know, we try to get our players to understand that no matter where we play, that, you know, we're kind of practicing or preparing to handle any adverse situation. So, you know, our focus and all that has been good on the road in the two road games we have. But this, you know, this is going to be another challenge. You know, I just feel bad for our fans that they've had to wait so long for us to be able to come back home and play in front of our home crowd again.
Perfect. Thank you, Coach.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Last chance for questions for Coach. All right, hearing none. Easy day for you, Rich. Thanks for your time. Good luck on Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.